That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He's talking about in the red zone. We've all seen it. When Josh is running around. If 40-yard dash time does not matter, when Josh is running around, you're trying to find the spot and go up and get the ball.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus podcast presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, I am Jenna Cottrell. Dan Fates with a veteran night off after a very long... Day one and day two of the draft. Day two just wrapping up. But hey, Mike, the Bills drafted players, so there's that.
Yesterday was frustrating, and probably we did a little too much, analysis of what Brandon Bean had done. When I say that, I'm going to say maybe not analysis the right word. Maybe it's just flat-out criticism of some of the things that he had done. Because you sat there the whole time and thought, come on. He can't come up with anybody or move up to get somebody in the round. And then you look at it and you go, okay, take it back a little bit. Go into two full days of a draft. Not so bad.
Not so bad. I think I still will say with my chest that I don't love trading with Kansas City. I still feel that way. I know some people are like, look, and Brandon Bean said this yesterday. He said, hey, like the Chiefs, they were going to get their guy because they were trading up all this stuff. They offered us the best deal. I hear that and I understand, but that says to me one thing, that A, the Chiefs were trying to trade up because they thought someone else was going to take their guy. So I think also Bean mentioned the fact that there were other deals that were offered for trading back. So I just don't love it. I feel like you're trying to overcome the team that has ended your season four out of the last five seasons and the talent that, look, Xavier Worthy might be really fast, but he also might be injury prone. So there's that. And also, you know how narratives work, Mike. And if it's a big game and a playoff game and Xavier Worthy scores a touchdown, the first thing mentioned is not going to be, well, the Bills traded back because they didn't like their board. The first thing is going to be, you know, here's a guy who was traded. The Bills traded with him. The Chiefs wanted to go get their dude. It's just.
Was that your Chris Collinsworth impression?
Yeah. Whenever here's anyone says, here's a guy, it's just okay. Automatically. So also, we're recording this at what time?
Yeah,
on Friday.
I don't know, midnight?
Midnight, yeah.
Okay, here's what I wanted to say about the what they ended up doing is. The narrative was, and we're not going to talk too long on this because we're going to move into what they did.
I know, sorry.
The narrative is, well, the Chiefs would have gotten their guy anyhow. Okay. Let me ask you this. If the Chiefs were so confident they were going to get Worthy, why were they calling the Bills to trade up?
I agree.
Like, they were concerned that he was going to go somewhere, and in all likelihood, they figured the Bills were not taking him. So they wanted to get ahead of the Cowboys or the Niners. Look. It might have been all nonsense, and maybe they would have gotten their guy. But the Bills traded with him, so again, they'll be tied. Look, here's what the Bills hope. They hope Worthy's no good, and they hope that Keon Coleman is really good for them.
Yeah.
They didn't wait that long to get him. It's only five picks back from where they were. It just seemed like forever got there.
It was just all the waiting that you had to do and the time that you're thinking about of, wow, they still don't have a wide receiver. And I'm not going to lie, at first when it was like, all right, we got some intel that it was going to be Coleman. And I was like, don't know how I feel about that. Obviously, he's a big guy, strong, physical. You know, you talk about the jump ball capacity. He played basketball at a very high level, played at Michigan State before he transferred to FSU. Brandon Bean talked about his above the rim ability, which I just love. Like, he's a hooper. Yes. I just think that's funny. But I was kind of like, you know, there were questions about his speed and would he be fast enough? And would that lack of separation really be an issue, especially as he takes his jump to the NFL? So I was kind of out on it. And then Dan tweeted it out because Dan Orlovsky tweeted that he loved the pick for the Bills. And I'm not going to lie, hearing him say that, I'm like, dude knows ball. I appreciate it. And then also talking to Keon Coleman, the Bills, he had a Zoom with him, and just he has that kind of, Brandon Bean said bravado.
Oh,
bravado. Yeah.
That's an old school.
It is, but I loved it and I could see it. And I just thought that's a guy that is classified to me as a dog.
Yeah.
And the Bills need dogs. Well, I also need a dog, Zach. I want a dog.
Okay. We're talking different dogs. There's all kinds of dogs.
I was going to say, I would like a golden retriever.
Golden retriever. He's a dog in a good sense. We're not talking about a dog in a bad sense. No. So here's what we're saying, though, about the speed thing. Because you want big, you want fast, you want... Okay. You want a Dunze.
Yeah.
Okay. He went in the top 10. So...
a little different.
He's gone. I want you to say what happened when you asked Keon Coleman about the speed.
Well, hat tip. It was a great question by you. And I was just the kind
I fed it to her like in some of the old movies where it's like,
we're getting word from our producer. No.
What did I say to ask him?
You said to ask him, essentially, there's so much talk about his ability to be contested catch guy, all those things. But a lot of people that have doubts about his speed, what does he say to those people? And I thought his answer was pretty good. It showed off some of that bravado as well, saying like, well, I've never been caught from behind. And he went on to say that, look, I've never been called that by guys on the field. And I think it showed some of that confidence that he has. And we'll see if it translates to the NFL level. But I did like the confidence that he had. And I think he's someone who really, like, looking at his tape, some of those catches he makes are incredibly impressive.
Yeah, look, he is known for the contested catches. If you haven't seen some of the highlights, not a contested catch. Look at the one he made against poor Syracuse.
I know.
Your alma mater.
I know.
I mean, he just went up and just took the ball. And there have been players, Orlovsky compared him. Again, these are comps. These are like you play like the guy, not like you're the guy. Compared him to Brandon Marshall, where he said, not going to run by everybody, but he's going to make plays. And Bean talked about where they would like to use him. I mean, use him all over the field. He can line up on the outside. Jenna, they don't have guys to line up on the outside. Not really.
Yeah.
And they need that. But you line him up out there. But he's talking about in the red zone. We've all seen it. When Josh is running around.
Mm-hmm.
A 40-yard dash time does not matter. When Josh is running around, you're trying to find the spot and go up and get the ball.
You are taller, more physical, stronger.
Yeah.
All those things matter.
Yeah. So, look, he's got a long way. He's got to come in. He's got to learn what they want to do. He's got to prove he can be out there right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say talent-wise, I don't know how much difference there is. I liked Brian Thomas. I don't know where the talent level changes. This is where, as the general manager, he's got to sit there and say, is it worth it for me to give up extra assets to get this guy? Or do I wait? The interesting thing to me, Jenna, is that he really wanted him. You heard Bean.
Yeah.
Like, he really wanted Coleman.
I see. A part of me is like,
no,
the whole day to talk himself into it.
A little bit. But I'm saying, Liz, like, he was focused on that guy. I think he believed other people might have had him ranked a little lower. And nobody was going to take him. Though, again, Leggett was ranked lower, but the Panthers wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
Worthy, in a lot of places, was ranked lower, and they wanted him. And maybe you just had him. And you're right. You do have that whole night to sit there. By the way, I'm a little uncomfortable here. I don't know if this spot. It's the Dan spot.
Also,
I'm wearing a jacket because I just got done the sports cast. So, and it's just the way it was.
Well, I will say, if you're like, oh, the shot kind of looks weird. Yeah, I set it up. So it probably looks weird.
Yeah, it's more.
And Mike is the, it's midnight.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 4 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, it is brutal.
I mean, I wouldn't call it brutal, but it's just, it's, the day it's yesterday a long was stretch. Brutal. It's a long stretch, I'm but giving that's okay.
You the, I'm giving you the.
I know. I just. I
didn't say you were out digging ditches.
I
said it was a
I
long
know.
Night. You're coming back from Buffalo.
Yes.
Going back up there today. I wasn't hanging with the whole crew today in Buffalo.
It was
yet.
Good. So we got Mr. Sizzle in Buffalo. It's like a burger fried chicken place. They have sliders that are enormous, and I had three. They were really good, not going to lie. Like, very impressed.
And yesterday, what did they have for you yesterday?
They had mulberries. They had Italian food.
Oh.
Yeah, you know when you put the salad on your plate, you're like, never, never going
to
happen.
It looks good when you're walking back to the
table.
Yes,
you're like, oh, she has vegetables. And you just never touch them.
All right.
The meatballs are like this. They're huge, yeah.
When I say Bean liked them, I think he liked the traits, and I think he thought, I was just skipping past the food because I'm kind of hungry now. But the idea of saying, all right, I'm going to go for this level of player. I do like that. I think he has physical traits that are above and beyond some of the other guys around there.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Worthy. Worthy's trait is the 180 degree difference in the judging of these guys. Worthy is a total speed guy. That's who he is. He is incredibly fast.
He's exceptional speed. I do worry about how light he is.
He is.
165 pounds.
Well, and contested, all those things. That's not who he is. You're going to use him differently.
Yeah.
If you got him on your team, you're going to use him differently. So that's why I say, like, it's just the way this works out. We don't know how all these guys are going to go. And they did. Look, they needed a receiver. They got a receiver. I think they're still going to take another one.
I actually thought they would do that tonight. But in the second round, their later pick.
Okay.
They decided to take safety, Cole Bishop, out of Utah.
I want
very
your impression.
Very good friends. Very good friends with Dalton Kincaid. No, it was just, I'm laughing because he said shoot a couple times. Like, oh, shoot. Like, if you're friendly on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, you know, like, we're never going to say shoot. We're going to say the other SH blank.
Cole
word.
Bishop is a character in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
It might kinda, like you to meet Cole Bishop.
He kind of looks like Zach Wilson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'm crazy, but I can kind of see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, safety. I'm sure McDermott, you know, the coaching up of him.
I was reading some of our friend Chris Trapasso's analysis of Bishop, and the things were really interesting, talking about directing the defense a lot of times where he played. He is bigger. He's 6'2", 207, but he has short arms. Well.
No, I know that matters.
That's a coverage. Yeah. It's a coverage thing.
Yeah.
It's a coverage thing about where he lines up. But I got to tell you, people around the league, at least some of the people I was looking at, were like, this is a guy who will get after it with tight ends, play the tight end position. Yes. There's a couple of those players that the Bills have to worry about. And look, it's the end of Poyer and Hyde. It is.
It is. Also, Bishop does offer a lot of versatility where you want to line him up. He played free safety. He played strong safety. He played special teams a lot. And he did mention, though, I thought this was a nice little hat tip. He said, you know, I've gotten a lot better at covering tight ends because going up against Dalton Kincaid for my first 2 years in college certainly helped.
He also, I believe, not necessarily a linebacker position, but this is, you know, I mean, he's 209. I don't know specifically what Terrell Bernard plays at. I don't know what the number is.
Oh, he said 225.
Right. So 225. Yeah. 210, 225. I'm saying it's just where that world has collided in terms of linebackers used to be much bigger than safeties. This is a bigger safety, some smaller linebackers. I think he's a good tackler. He's around the ball. I think he's got a lot of those traits. He just seems like a guy McDermott's going to love.
Yeah, definitely a strong tackler. And he's one of those leaders, character guys. We know Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean preached the culture so much. They made some moves this offseason to kind of, you know, separate from some of the leaders on this team. So I think for this group, they they always have an emphasis on leadership and things like that. But I think that's, once again, a reason why they have that focus.
So let me ask you what your thought is, at least initially. We haven't seen this guy at all. He's coming in there, but he's a high draft pick for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're taking him 60th pick, second round. Mike Edwards is in, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And they brought back
Rapp.
Taylor Rapp. I think this seems to be a guy. Well, first of all, this kind of guy is obviously going to play special teams, and we know they always say that. I'm talking about for the defense. I think it's a role. I also think, you know, again, this is just me talking before we talk real. I think that big nickel position sometimes too. I think he fits there.
Yeah, I could see that.
And putting him in different places on the field. So I think he at least physically comes up as one of those guys with the ability to get him on the field. I guess this is my point that I wasn't making clearly. Get him on the field before you say, oh, he's our starter. Like, yeah. They will find a way to get this guy on the field.
I think he's that much of an athlete, and he does have that versatility. I think it will be challenging to learn McDermott's playbook and all that stuff, especially if you have, you know, multiple positions or multiple spots. But again, he's one of those players that, you know, that's what you expect. Get him in, get him into the system, all that stuff, and see how he comes along. But they needed yeah. safety.
And I like second round. I like second round for safeties. I think was the other kid, Guyton. I think, did he go to the Jets? I should remember that. But he was a safety that was, Newbin. Tyler Newbin.
Oh, Newbin?
Yeah. Hello, Newbin.
oh my God, you are embarrassing. Giants.
Giants, that's right. And I like Kinchins, the guy out of Florida. Miami. He just
went he's out of Florida.
Late. Yes, that is true. He just went late. So,
okay, well, talking about late for the Bills.
Dwayne Carter.
Yeah.
Duke.
Duke, yes.
Yeah.
He was a captain for 4 years straight.
Yeah, he was there for 5 years. He must have redshirted.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you said he was defensive tackle, start.
Three technique guy. Yeah. People would think he'd be like in an Ed Oliver mode. Yeah. Back up to Ed. Yeah.
Learn from Ed. Go from there.
I guess when I looked at the draft and you looked at it, you'd say glaring needs of positions. With all due respect to Brandon Bean, who said they did not have a glaring need at wide receiver. But they did.
Yeah.
They still can get another receiver.
They still can?
I think they will.
Need.
Yes, they need. I would say wide receiver, safety, defensive line. Yeah. So at least positionally, that's the three they took.
Makes sense.
And I always laugh when I listen to draft coverage and they'll say, they filled three needs.
No.
You brought in players to potentially fill those needs. But, you know, it's just said like, you know, in the NFL network way of everything is like a great pick and a great, this is what the hope is.
Yeah.
They addressed the need.
Correct. And you're going to hear Dan say a lot, people love picks. People don't always love players.
Yeah.
Because it's true. When you talk about the deal with the Chiefs to get more picks for them to trade up, you love the idea of the pick, but some third rounders are Cody Ford. You know, it's not always just because a pick is a good pick doesn't mean it will be.
They drafted Dwayne Carter with that pick.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Right. You hope he's good.
Absolutely.
Right.
The hope is definitely that you see the ceiling and the upside and all that stuff. But realistically, every team has players that just don't pan out how you expected. And then to counteract that, some teams get really lucky and find a guy later on. I saw someone the other day. I'm going to get triggered. I can't.
Here we go.
No, I just saw some the other day that was like, Stephon Diggs was a fifth round pick. Puka Nacua was a late round pick. Like, you can get really talented wide receivers in late rounds. You can. But those guys are the exception. And there's a reason why.
Yeah.
They're not upper round talent. It's just how it works.
I have spent such an inordinate amount of time looking at receivers over the years and how they were drafted.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them and I'm saying to myself, oh my God, I don't even remember that guy's name. I don't remember him being anywhere. And you're looking at guys taken sometimes in the second, third round. It just didn't work out. But other guys taken in the fifth round, sixth round, seventh. They're nobody. We forget about all those. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. You know, you can get Tom Brady in the sixth round.
How many quarterbacks went in the first round? Why worry about that? Just draft him in the sixth round.
Because Tom Brady was in the sixth round. Stephon Diggs.
I'm turning into Dan. I'm becoming the heel.
You should be in this uncomfortable. Dan is so cranky.
I feel like you need to move over because the camera is like, when you take the one shot, it looks.
I said that to you before and you told me to keep moving right. It's like with the little kid where he's like.
But you kept moving like you got to go that way.
I'm all the way over here.
No, you're not. You've moved so you cover up the 2 years.
How's that?
See what I deal with.
I should be like here, right?
Yeah, that looks better. Oh. Now, but now the two shot looks hilarious. It looks like we don't like each other.
Well, right now that's the case, damn it.
Okay, let's talk about day three.
All right, yeah, and what they're going to do. Look,
4 5th round picks. I said that right, yeah. 4 5th round picks.
And I told you that a lot of people were looking at the way the draft was going.
You already moved over.
Well, I was trying to get.
You already moved over. Oh, my God.
You have the nice center position. See, am I all right here?
Yes, but I want you to know you already moved over. Sorry, I know we're loopy.
I was reading some people saying it looks like the value is in the fourth round. So I don't know if the Bills will try to trade up at all. There's still wide receivers out there. You know what? I apologize for this. I didn't see at the end because we were doing the newscast and getting ready to come in here. I didn't see, and maybe I'm wrong, I didn't see if Franklin went off the board, Baker went off the board in terms of wide receivers. I didn't know at the end because there went up to 100 picks. But I do believe they're going to take a wide receiver. I think they're going to take a running back at some point in this draft. And I think they may take a flyer on a pass rusher too. You know?
Why not?
So usually at this point, you're still going for, you know, you're going around four. It sort of starts changing. 4 and 5 to me are more about players you certainly have an idea about. The flyers come in the 6th and 7th round where you take the guy with physical talent, but he's had injuries. Or you take the guy who's a little bit slower, but he's always made plays, like in whatever it is. You take the wide receiver from the smaller school, Flournoy, the guy they've been talking about. I'm not moving.
No, I know. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at like thinking about, you talk about in the later rounds, 6, 7, taking a guy with a tremendous upside, but obviously there's reasons why he did not get drafted earlier. And I just love the mental gymnastics of like, hey, the Chiefs picked up this guy. Could have been a first rounder if he was 2 inches taller and like seconds faster on his 40 and had longer wingspan. Like, it's like, you know, you can mental gymnastics your way around.
Yeah.
Like, Chiefs got a steal with this guy, even though every team passed up on him multiple times.
Well, they said the Chiefs took an offensive lineman. They were looking at him in the last round and they got him here. I'm like, okay, so they liked him. And then they thought, well, this is too early to pick this guy. Then when they get him, they go, wow. Once it's all done, we all talk about value. You talk about a million of those things. But once it's all done, it's a guy on your team, on your roster. Can he play? Can he not play? That's why no one cares now what Matt Milano was in the 5th round.
Yeah.
They don't.
Because he can play.
So.
Well, I was getting very antsy going to Buffalo today because I was like, Josh Allen is a Lamborghini of a quarterback. Do not surround him with Subaru Outbacks. Don't wait till later on.
Who's the Subaru driver on the Bills?
Khalil Shakir drives a Subaru. Which they're very dependable cars. I had them. They're great.
Our TV station cars are Subarus.
Yeah, they're just not like, you know.
They have like a billion miles on them. Really and wide receiver, I wanted to say 128 was where Gabe Davis was picked in the 4th round.
And the Bills have a 128 yet again this year.
Yes. But they took a wide receiver today at 33. 128 was the highest pick they've ever used in the Bean McDermott era on a wide receiver.
That is interesting.
So I look at that and I go, I'm going to do a little research on this. I'm going to do some research. I want to look.
You always take the wrong camera.
I am going to do some research. And I am going to look up the teams around the league and say, how many of them have taken a wide receiver in the first or second round over the past 7 years? I think there's a lot. I think if you include the third round, I bet you it is 90%.
That's what I was thinking in my own head.
And the Bills haven't taken, they've only taken one in the fourth round.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did.
They traded for Diggs.
Yeah,
I think that's an important caveat. But I'm talking about that is where you're using a number one pick on an established player. I'm talking about saying, And everybody's been telling me that the Chiefs have failed in picking receivers. You're not wrong. Like, they have not done a great job of picking wide receivers. They keep drafting wide receivers.
Yeah.
They keep bringing them in, you know? And I don't know if Worthy's going to work out, but they keep giving Mahomes weapons, or at least trying to.
I did think it was interesting when the Bills flip-flop from 32 to 33, only because with them taking a wide receiver, especially for if Keon right. Coleman is that guy and pans out and all that stuff, with it not being the fifth year, if he is a first round guy, the fifth year option. And that to me is future Brandon Bean problem. Yeah.
But you know, it's,
I did think that was interesting.
But what's interesting about that position in some cases is that teams are like Devontae Smith signed that deal after 3 years. They came up with it. Or you do what they did with some other guys where you pick up the fifth year, pick, well, they did with him too, technically picked it up, but you wait it out. Sometimes when you wait it out, you end up paying more because you pick up the fifth year option. Then maybe you have to put the franchise tag on them. I'm still curious as what's going to happen with the Niners and the Bengals with Higgins,
Brandon Ayuk,
Debo, and what they end up doing. But I think those guys could still get traded, but it's weird after the draft. It's weird because now if you say we're going to trade these guys, like what are you trading for? Next year draft picks? I guess some teams may do that, but it's an expensive proposition. If you trade for Brandon Ayuk, you're going to pay him. Mm-hmm. So I honestly think there's a better shot at a team like the Patriots. They don't spend any money giving up a pick for next year and going, I'm not saying they're getting Ayuk. I'm saying maybe Debo. I'm saying is because they've got the cap space, they've got the young quarterback.
You want to surround them with weapons.
And— Can I say? Drake May. What? Got a punchable face. He might be like the nicest kid in the world.
He might be. Dan said he was dressed like a groomsman.
He might be a great, hardworking kid. It was funny. Belichick was asked about him.
Yes.
And he said,
"That's the most I've really heard him talk."
I Belichick's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
He's good at that. Yeah. But he was like, hey, he compares himself to Josh Allen. He didn't say, like, good luck with that. But he was like, yeah, we'll see. Like that.
I mean, that
because obviously
wild.
Belichick was very respectful of Josh Allen as a talent when he put the perfect game up against him. But anyhow, that was just funny. That's just my take on Drake May. New England looks like they've done a few smart things. They're trying to surround him. They brought in some players. But Jets took an offensive lineman. Like, I always hate when the dumb teams start doing smart stuff.
Yeah. It's sad to see. You're like, oh, you can't be a punchline anymore. They probably said that about the Bills.
Even the Cowboys made a couple smart plays.
I was thinking about like the reaction of Josh Allen being drafted by Buffalo and how much of a punchline that was back in 2018. Remember, everyone was like, they took the wrong Josh, myself included. Hand up. We saw how that went.
Josh Rosen's available. Anyhow. All right. Punchy.
Can I move?
I got to get out of this chair.
I want to go home.
I'm in the damn chair.
Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share. I don't think we said that. Oh, can I just say real quick before we go? Mm-hmm. So in the Bills media room, all the reporters are there when we wait for Brandon Bean and whoever comes out. And today I had to do like my thing on camera in front of everyone.
Oh, and it was, you must have hated that.
I stood there for probably, I'm not kidding you, 5 minutes. Just like, just get it over with, Jenna. Just get it over with. And I was just like, the Bills drafted Keon. It was not great. I hate that. It's so embarrassing.
Why do you care?
Because it just makes me anxious. Because it's like public speaking, but not really. But it's still like public speaking. Which people think because of our job.
She's better than all of them.
Okay, that's just not true. It's just not true. But you know how it's like, I don't know, it's like public speaking. But I think sometimes people think we enjoy public speaking because of our job.
I like public speaking. I talk all the time.
Your initials are MC. Yeah, of course you're good at that. You can do a great auction.
I'm an auctioneer. I told my wife, I said, I have a skill that will cost us more time away on the weekends and I get no money for it, but it's good. I bring in a lot of money on an auction.
Yeah. You do a good job for charity.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good reason.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Got a big one coming up.
I was going to say, we should go because no one cares. Please be sure, like, comment, subscribe, and share. For Dan, who's not here, Michael, I'm Jenna. We'll catch you next time here on Buffalo Plus. So the Bills, 7 picks tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll have our draft recap of everything.
You got it.
I really hope this has audio.
This is the Buffalo Plus podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.